Fairfield parents are reportedly calling for more cell phone policies in public schools. It is the latest district we've heard of to have these conversations about whether or not to crack down more on phone use in the classroom. Joining us now is Superintendent of Schools Michael Testani, and Happy New Year to you, Mike. Let's talk about first what current views are out there when it comes to phone use and policies in place for Fairfield's public schools. This was something that came up in Hearst Media in the last couple of weeks. So let's talk about what is currently in place for Fairfield schools.
Happy New Year to you, Melissa, and all your listeners. Well, right now, I mean, we do a really good job in making sure our elementary schools know phones or Apple-type watches are allowed in the building. In our middle school, the kids need to keep them away. And at our high schools, most of our teachers have what we call phone trees. They're like those things you hang on your door where you could put your shoes, and as the kids enter the classroom, they place their phone in one of the pouches, and then when they leave the classroom, they grab it. It's not a huge problem as far as kids accessing phones during the day, but I do understand where some of the parents are coming from. It is an issue, as we know, around the nation with how much time our kids are spending on their devices, especially their social media. So, of course, you know, school's always the first place we start when we want to fix a problem with kids, and I understand that. And as I mentioned, I'm happy to help and support the parents in any way, but this is just the beginning of a much larger conversation.
And, you know, and I echo what you're saying. I believe you were quoted in Connecticut in Hearst Media where you said that, look, kids are only in school. Sure, they're here for a good amount of time, but it's a snippet. When you talk about the phone use outside of school and what's being done at home and what's being reiterated, you know, as you said, Michael Testani, you're a partner with helping parents to crack down on the issue, but school can only do so much. And so I do agree with you. I think there's something that needs to be said about how much are parents using their phones in front of their children and what are they sort of saying that it's okay for us to be on our phones constantly, but you can't. I mean, there's a breakdown, I would say, in the home as well, which I'm glad that you said that. Let's go back to some of the things you just mentioned, though. So first of all, even Apple Watches for elementary school students is not allowed in the public schools right now. That's interesting.
Correct. Yeah, we don't allow those. Again, it's a distraction. It's simply a rule that we have. It's, it's not a formal policy, but a rule, and we try to enforce it, and kids are, and parents are really good at complying with that. But again, you know, I keep referring back, you know, a lot of the data suggests how much time they're spending on social media. The average from a lot of the data that I've read is almost 5 hours a day. Definitely over 4 hours for most of our teenagers. So that's not happening at school. That's happening outside of school. And, you know, the age that we see some of our children that get a device handed to them is getting younger and younger. So it is a problem that we need to try to rein in. You know, the cat's out of the bag, but it's not too late for parents to be parents. And, you know, I don't mean that in a negative way. I just want everybody to understand that we can't solve the problem as a public school system. We need support, and because we're not buying them the phones, we're not sending them off to school with the phones. And I don't know what the sentiments are at large with a lot of the parents. We've heard from a group of parents regarding what they'd like to see. But I don't know if that's the overwhelming majority of parents.
And we're going to get to that in a second. We're talking to Superintendent Michael Testani because I am kind of curious what they would specifically like to see. Another thing you just mentioned, Mike, you said you have phone trees in place. What did you say that was for middle schoolers or where's the
high
phone?
High school, the two high schools.
And for the high schools. Okay. And that's kind of like a check-in system. You put your phone into the tree and then they walk into the classroom so they can't access it. So do we have anything for middle school students? I know there are pilot programs going on right now in Connecticut for middle school crackdown. Anything happening for Fairfield Woods?
Yeah, all the middle schools have to have their phones put away, whether it's in their book bag or their locker. And the kids are great. They comply. I'm sure some get a sneak peek at their phone at some point during the day, but it's not causing any disruptions into the learning process. So Kids generally will follow the rules. So, we don't see a huge problem with it. I do think it's a good place, to start teaching kids the responsibility of when's appropriate to use your phone and when's not. But again, this is a much larger problem. And unfortunately, when we're at a place like this, it's kind of one of those tipping points. Everyone looks to schools as one of the first lines of defense in trying to solve a problem. And again, as I mentioned, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to partner. But this is a much larger problem that we need to get a hold of as a society in general. And I think you brought up a great point. Parents spend an enormous amount of time on their devices, on social media. They need to be the role models. And I'm sure you're familiar with, some of the parents are very, very active on social media. It doesn't send a good message when you're trying to tell your child that you shouldn't be doing this.
And again, we have the superintendent of schools in Fairfield, Michael Tostani, here. We're talking about cell phone policies in school because during the winter break, you might have missed it, but specifically in the Connecticut Post, there was an article. It started off, for people who didn't read it, talking about how the attorney general had been at Fairfield Ward, talking about social media, the impact on teens' brains, all of that. But then it moved into that new policies were going to go in place. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but places like the library and the media center or something, like there are going to be some new rules in place if you're at the public libraries in Fairfield?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the libraries. Some of the parents came out to speak during public comment when we were looking to get our new library media curriculum passed, and it was kind of their only entry point to be able to speak out on this. So it wasn't necessarily against the curriculum. It was just their opportunity since they only can speak on things that are on a board agenda during public comment. But it was their opportunity to just voice their concerns about how much their kids are being exposed to devices, whether they be phones at home or Chromebooks and things like that. So, we heard the parents loud and clear. They have every right to be concerned. I would be concerned as well. But we need to work collectively to really get this message out. I think, just like years ago with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, I think this really needs to be a movement if we're going to have any real impact on how it affects our children.
At the beginning of this current school year, Governor Ned Lamont really urged school districts to take a look at their current cell phone policies, or if they don't have any in place, to really think about having some, because he and many others have voiced concerns about the exposure to social media and devices, the distractions that cell phones cause in the classroom. And so district by district, they have the options to either put rules in place or keep things the same or eliminate what is currently being done. And the most recent school district that has come to our forefront about talking about cell phone policies and whether changes need to be made is here in Fairfield. We have Superintendent of Schools Michael Tostani here talking about this. And I'm curious, Mike, you said there is a group of parents who made their voices heard recently in regards to cell phone policies. What more would they like in place?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, at the elementary level, since the pandemic, as a response to having distance learning and online learning, children were issued Chromebooks. So one of the things they'd like to see, and we're working on, and that was something that since the beginning of the school year I've been trying to tackle, not sending home the Chromebooks in grade 3, 4, and 5. Right now we're not sending Chromebooks home every day with third graders. We're able to address that, and we're working for next year grades 4 and 5. So having that device come back and forth every day from school is something that they were concerned about. And also, having those, what they call, pouches or, some of the, I don't want to, use any of the brand name terms, where kids would enter the building in middle and high school, drop their phone in the pouch. It would be locked for the day, and then it would be unlocked at the end of the day, so they would have no access during the school day. Those are one of the things that I've heard as well from the group of parents that they'd like to see. This way that during the day, it's a distraction-free time, that there's no willingness to try to access their device and look at their social media or whatever, and also to limit the amount of time and amount of work that we're assigning students that need to be done on a device, because once the device is home, then kids will then all automatically try to search the web, YouTube videos, video games, and those kind of things using the school-issued device.
So I want to do a breakdown of some of the things you just mentioned here, Mike, and we can have kind of an open conversation. And certainly if people want to weigh in later on in the show, you can at 203-333-9422. Let's go to the first thing you mentioned, Chromebooks. I have to admit, and I'm not a Fairfield parent. I did grow up in Fairfield, though, as you know, Michael Testani, proud Fairfield Public School former student. I'm with the parents. The Chromebooks drive me nuts. I've got a first grader. I know here in Milford, I fight the Chromebook system. I can't stand it. I don't honestly understand why the students have to bring the Chromebooks back and forth. I don't even know why they have them, to be quite frank. I think I came from a generation where we were doing typing classes when I was at Fairfield Woods Middle School because they had just come out with the computers and the internet, and we did just fine. We're fine. I mean, I'm certainly this generation, my son's generation, they're more tech savvy than we are, absolutely, and I think it's fine. But they seem perfectly capable of working the computers. I don't know why they need the Chromebooks, and I certainly don't know why they need to be sent home with them. Like, do computer work at school. Why they're being sent home, even for kindergarten and first graders, which is in our district here in Milford, I don't get that. I really don't.
Yeah, and I agree with the parents. You know, we had them going back and forth starting in third grade. We've stopped the third grade Chromebooks. We were able to get some inexpensive way to charge them in school. And I think basically that's what's happening, especially with your own children and your son in Milford. It's expensive to buy the charging stations where you lock them up and they can charge overnight in the building. So they get sent back and forth and basically to charge at home. But then that brings the device into the house. And I understand what the parents are saying, that once that device gets home, it's another thing they need to monitor. So we're trying to alleviate that. We started in third grade. We got that up and running. And now we're going to move to fourth and fifth grade, as some money frees up in the budget so we can purchase those stations and those devices can stay in the building. We did have some parents ask if their kid can bring it home. We compromised. We allow it to go home one night a week, not a Friday night, so it's not there for the weekend. So, 'cause some of the parents did see some value in some of the programs that kids were able to practice their math on. So we did compromise and allow it to go home one night a week.
I mean, in I probably sound like an overbearing parent. I'm perfectly fine with saying that. But I know even in our family, like I have scoliosis. I do worry as well just for how heavy those backpacks are with the Chromebooks.
Yes.
You know, so the health even there, forget even like the mindset and the being exposed. To me, that goes back to your earlier point, Mike Testani. So my son brings his Chromebook home. It goes away. I'm like, you don't need this. You don't need this. You have enough in school. And if you want to practice your math, I will sit here with you and I will give you some math equation. You do not need the games on the computer. So like that comes down to, I think, parents having control over those devices, quite frankly. So I'm with you on that. But even just the whole bringing them back and forth, the backpacks, that drives me nuts. Anyways, now that I'm off my soapbox, the other thing you mentioned here, pouches to drop the phones off for middle and high school. Like I said, there's a pilot program going on for 7, I believe, school districts, including Stamford, for middle school students right now. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. I know Senator Fazio in Stamford was one of the biggest advocates in just trying a pilot program. So it may be worth going back to the parents and saying, hey, the pouches are literally being tested for middle schoolers right now in 7 different areas of Connecticut, including Stamford. And let's see what comes out of those results if we want to then do something like that. High school's tough. I think high school's a lot more complicated than middle school because you're talking about students who are able to have jobs and students who have after school activities and students who, and again, comes down to a security thing. I think parents want to know peace of mind that their kids have their cell phones for high school. So that's a little bit trickier. I don't know if you agree.
Well, it is trickier, especially when you have 1,500 kids coming into a building and exiting a building every day. To your point, parents do want to have constant communication, an open line of communication throughout the day. I've heard it a million times in case of emergencies. Our law enforcement, our emergency personnel, experts in this area will say, if there's an emergency, please, your child should be focused on the directions being mm-hmm. given by emergency personnel,
yes.
not on a cell phone, speaking to their mom or their dad. and I get it, parents are not going to want to hear that, but that's the reality, is that during an emergency situation, they need to be calm, they need to be focused on the directions being given, and then get to safety and then make those phone calls. So it is going to be a lot trickier, because I think as if this is a policy that gets some traction with the Board of Education, I think you will hear some parents speak out against it, because they do want that peace of mind, just in case. And again, I've talked to a lot of kids over the years. They get a lot of communications from their parents throughout the school day. I mean, it's a lot different. I had no intention or no desire to speak to my mom or dad during the school day, but in this day and age,
me neither.
connection between children and their parents is much different.
Right.
The constant lifeline of help me, I need help with this, I need help with that. And they're happy to do it.
That's a good point. Really quick, Mike, because I know we're running out of time. Is there an upcoming meeting or anything we should let people know about that when these conversations are going to continue, or anything, you know, down the pipeline people should be aware of?
There's not one yet, but I'm sure that the policy committee of the Fairfield Board of Education will put this on an upcoming agenda to start the discussions and see where it goes. And at that point, you know, parents should be on the lookout for the agendas as they're posted in the coming months, because I'm sure they'll have an opportunity to come in and weigh in on that as well.
Michael Tsastani, Superintendent of Schools in Fairfield, thank you so much. And I know we'll be chatting again in the future. Thank you.
Have a great year, and everybody have a healthy and prosperous new year.
All right. You too, Mike. Appreciate it.